Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Recording artist OT the Boss is making his first appearance on our program today to talk to us not only about his love of music, but what it's been like for him to share that with all of you. Earlier this year, he released the project, The Appetizer. If you're just hearing about it, we're going to tell you a little bit later how you can get it for yourself. We're going to also speak with OT about not only what it's been like for him to meet his fans in person, but also to be able to use social media to connect with them, as well as, of course, to share with you guys what's coming up for him in 2015. OT, hello, T, and welcome to the program, man.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for having me here.
Hey, the pleasure is definitely all mine. We're going to actually be listening to a track from The Appetizer a little bit later, Like a Boss. We'll get into that in a minute. But, OT, what has it been like for you, man? I got a chance to listen to the album myself. What has it been like for you to not only share your love of music with the world, but to see the way that people are responding to it?
Well, when I first started to work on the album, I was kind of going through a little situation, but The love for music, I just had to keep going because I had a lot of people in my corner pushing me to keep doing it. So when I dropped the album, I did a lot of networking on Facebook. You know, I did a little bit of Twitter, but Facebook was like my main thing in Reverb Nation. But I got a lot of buzz off of the little songs I was putting on Facebook, so I hurried up and went on and dropped the album. But when I dropped the album, I was getting calls from labels, you know what I'm saying? And this was like probably like 2 months, maybe 3 months after I dropped the album.
Wow.
So it was pretty good. Then it got kind of funny because I was stuck between what label to choose or should I try to, you know what I'm saying, stick
right
to the label I'm trying to build, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it was kind of hard decisions I had to make to do what I had to do, though. I had to let a lot of things go. A lot of people don't mess with me no more, but it's doing pretty good now, though.
Yeah, well, you know, I think that's really the key. And you know what I got from the project, from the very first track, which is The Appetizer? You kind of talk about the importance of, you know, even if you fall down, the importance of getting back up. I want to go back a little bit, OT, since it's your first time on our program. Where did that determination come from? Because not everybody has that determination if things don't go right that they're going to keep pushing. You're one of those people that says, you know what, maybe this didn't work, but I'm going to keep going. Where does that come from?
Well, since day one, I had a beautiful life, but it wasn't an easy life. So I always learned to appreciate things. And, you know, my mom always taught me to keep pushing regardless. But it's just life situations, you know, that I went through. You know, I'm a granddad right now. I'm a young granddad. So I had to grow up a little quicker than other people, I must say. So
right. It
was just being a father at an early age and having somebody look at me to build a future for them. And me not having that many skills, and I always did music, you know what I'm saying? I got in a little trouble, but, you know, my focus was always music. My heart wasn't always 100% into music, but it was always, I know this is what I'm going to do. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I just
right.
had to go through some things in life to figure out I need to hurry up and get back to music. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's interesting that you shared that because I feel like I already know you, OT, because in The Appetizer, you kind of give us what I look at as the soundtrack of your life. We're able to learn about your being raised by a single mother, not having a dad there. We're able to learn about, you know, yourself trying to teach your son how to be a man and be there for your daughters and show them that it's more important than the material things. Did you know going into this project that we would be able to know so much about you just by listening to the music?
Well, to be honest, I really didn't have that on my mind at the time. Mm-hmm. At the time of me making The Appetizer, it was just like hanging on to that last string. Like, if I don't hurry up and drop something, the little people that I do got vouching for me and waiting for me to do something, they going to fade away. So it was just basically I was determined to do something in a short period of time because I did the album like 5 months. It probably wasn't even that long because I did 75% of the production on them. You know what I'm saying, myself, because I ain't had no money. You know what I'm saying? So I had to utilize the little talent and teach myself how to go forward with the plan I got in my head. So at the time, I just wanted to give the people something, and I was going through a lot. So there's a lot of things I didn't put on that album because it was, like, too much, and I didn't want to give the people too much because they was telling my manager was telling me I needed to put some club songs, but I just like to give people me, like what I do. I don't really club like that. I don't really like to talk about the bling bling, but you got to give the people what they want. They want to see what you do. They want to see the actual you, you know what I'm saying? They don't want to just see the fantasy side of you. They want to really get to know you. So on the advertiser, I went deep on some of the songs. Like, I had to let them know, like I'm a Boss, that's me. That song is, like, from the heart. Out of the whole album, that song came straight from the heart. It wasn't nothing sugar-coated, wasn't nothing took out to make it, you know what I'm saying? When that added, it's just uncut. That's all me.
Gotcha. Well, you know what? I think there's a lot of songs that we'll find like that. I want to say for those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live and speaking today with OT the Boss. We're talking to him not only about his love of music, but what it's been like for him to share that literally with the world. The project that's out right now, we actually got it through our partner at Amazon.com. It's called The Appetizer. We'll tell you a little bit later how you can get the album for yourself, as well as how you guys can stay connected with OT. Now, and you know what? I should say this, too. You know, I mentioned some of the serious topics that you address, like, you know, growing up and your own family, but there are some songs in there the ladies will like Girl Like You. Of course, there's also songs like I Gets It In, you know, and then, of course, you know, even songs, you know, that are there for the club. You know, do you think that has been part of the connection that people feel for you, OT, that they feel as though, you know, you understand them and that you understand life, the life that they're living?
Yeah, the thing about me, that's why I love social media, because my fans can actually talk to me, you know what I'm saying? Like, I communicate with them. Somebody email me, inbox me, comment, I comment back, you know what I'm saying? So it ain't like you just liking somebody that you will never get to know. You know what I'm saying? It's like I actually feel like I know this person. So I think that right there, me utilizing social media and talking back to the little people that I do get and building upon that is really helping me out a lot, you know what I'm saying? Like, just being a sociable person and just, you know, messing with those that's trying to help me come up. Because a lot of people been promoting my clothes. I got some clothes I'm getting made, and they've been promoting it for my label. People been shopping with me. So it's like just me being humble and communicating with the people has really been helping me out more than anything. Right now, my point, that's my networking is my network right now.
Gotcha. Well, you know, I think that's really the key. I want to talk a little bit more about that. You know, one of the things I found, OT, is that, you know, for some artists, and I say some, not all, you know, connecting on the internet has not been their strong point, simply because they're used to that hand-to-hand, CD-to-hand, you know, dealing with people that way. Do you find that part of your success is mixing the two, that you still need to do the FaceTime, you still need to have that time with your fans face-to-face, but that you definitely can reach a larger audience through the internet and social media?
Oh, yeah. That hand-to-hand, that face-to-face is most definitely, you got to keep that old-school approach going. That's most definitely something I still utilize. But like I say, it take money to spend money, so if you ain't got that much money, the internet is your best friend, you know, because you can reach out to so many people. Like on the advertiser, the song Drug Money, I was working on my album. I posted the CD cover. Somebody from Montreal sent me that beat, you know what I'm saying? And I've been networking with him. Somebody in town. I ain't never been to Montreal a day in my life, but I know somebody there that's supporting my movement already, and I ain't even been there. So imagine when I get there.
Right, right, exactly. I think that's the strange thing. You know, you mentioned that single, Like a Boss. We're going to be actually hearing that in a moment. I want to go back to something else that I thought was interesting on the album and talk about. You know, I mentioned earlier, OT, about, you know, where'd you got the courage to be able to, when you stumble, the importance of getting back up. The other thing that comes through on this album, like a Boss, is the confidence. I mean, have you always been so confident in your own ability to see a way out, even when people tell you what you can't do?
I mean, I had to get built this way, you know. I'm the only child, only son, only boy on both sides of my family. So it's like, I was kind of put in a box. People was kind of telling me how my life was gonna be growing up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really didn't have no point of view until I had a child. So, I built my confidence later on after I was on my own. You know, once I figured out it's just me, I got to figure out what I want to be. That's when my confidence kicked in, and that was once I had a child. You know, so I had to man up for not just myself but for my child too. So I had to find myself to man up. So that's when I found out my ability to do music, because I always did music. But when I had my kid, I tried to take the little money I did. I used to cut grass and anything. You know, I had to do a lot of things to to take care of a child at the age of 14, so I had to do whatever I had to do and still go to school, you know, and
right.
still try to do this thing called rap. So it just was, it's just something in me. I guess it's in my bloodline because I came from a long line. I mean, I said it in the song. Like, it's real what I say in the song. Like, it's no, it's really just going to get that song right there. So I really basically give you my whole life in that song. Sums it up a little bit, but.
Right.
The determination just comes from the struggle. I came from a broken home, you know. My father was out. My father in prison right now. You know what I'm saying? He's 57 years old. He's still going to prison. Like, I come from nothing. And I was determined to have something because everybody told me growing up I wasn't going to be nothing. So that probably was the fuel, too. Like, people telling me I wasn't going to amount to nothing. And I'm always one of the people I like to show people better than I can tell them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So if you tell me I can't do this, I'm finna learn it on my own. If it take me a year to do it, I'm finna do it, though. Because you done put their fuel in me. I'm just the type of person, you tell me I can't do something, I'm going to do it. That's just me. It's just, you know, self-explanatory. You get to meet me in person, you'll see the hunger in me.
Well, you know, I think that's the thing. I think that is what people are respecting about you as an artist, OT, as well as, of course, what they can learn from you as an artist. Since we've been talking about the song, we're going to go ahead and listen to it. Here is OT the Boss with Like a Boss from his project, The Appetizer. You guys stay with us. We'll be back with more Conversations Live after this.
Life to the bullets on the grind for the money. You know why I do this? Save for focus, cause I know they wanna see me fall. I stay focused, cause it's in my bloodline to ball. Never been scared to take chances and move quick. Long as I got the chopper and the nine with me. You can put me in the state, in the city. And I guarantee you, I'ma go get it. I came from a long line of get up and go get up. Get no beans. Natural wish, little Lucy Pern. A one and two a bowl. Deliver lay, you be in straight to your door. Can't beat these prices like Walmart. I'm killing the game like Hallmark. Stay solid, stay real, stay you, nigga. I'm OCO, yes indeed, this is true, nigga, for you, nigga. I'm living the life as a boss. Been on the grind since day one, pay the cost. I took my lick, barrel back when I fell off. That's how you do it when you're living like a boss, like a boss. I'm living life like a boss. Been on the grind since day one, pay the cost. I took my lick, barrel back when I fell off. That's how you do it when you're living like a boss.
The Boss with Like a Boss from his project, The Appetizer, that he released this year. If you guys have not gotten it for yourself, we'll tell you a little bit later how you can do it. We're back there with our conversation with OT. We've been talking to him not only about the music, but what it's been like for him to be able to realize the importance of not allowing setbacks to stop him, but also pushing forward, gaining his confidence, and then, of course, his fan base along the way. OT, I want to go back to something you mentioned earlier in the conversation, and that is, of course, the building of not only yourself as an artist, but yourself as a brand. You know, you are, as you say, you are a boss. You have your own label. You have the clothing line. How important has that been for you to not just be known as just another rapper, but to really build a business around yourself?
Well, that kind of helped me, too, because on the outside looking in, if that was me, that would show growth. You know what I'm saying? That'll show growth and development right there, because that's somebody who's not just relying on rap. You know what I'm saying? Because I make beats, you know, I sell clothes. I'm just an all-around hustler in anything that I feel that I can put my all into, because I ain't going to do nothing if I can't put my all into it. And ever since I've been around, I just love music. And rap has always been a way to express myself. When I was a kid, I was kind of quiet. So being a rapper, I've been able to not be quiet, you know what I'm saying? Now I talk too much, they say.
Well, look, you know, I asked you earlier about the fans. I want to ask you about being a role model, not just for your kids, as you talk about, even in that song, Like a Boss, but what is it like for you to know that there are other artists out there that are watching you and that are learning from you?
Well, right now, like I said, through social media, I get a chance to talk to the people, and people get to inbox me and tell me how much watching me try to build my brand is helping them build theirs. Right. I did a show in, where was it, Memphis. I had a whole state of Arkansas come to me and say, we've been watching you on Facebook, and how you grind is motivating us to move forward in a positive position for our label that we got. So I get through social media, man, it's been a blessing for me to be on a social media to me, because I like to communicate with the real people, not the people who just like, okay, I heard him on the radio, he's famous, let me become a fan. I really get to talk to the people before I get to actually the world get to know me. I get to talk to these people, and when I'm in their town, I make sure I meet the few people that I can. Like, I go out of town, I was in, was in Memphis again. I was at Cabin Fever restaurant. These folks just ran up on me, wanted to take pictures like I was somebody, but they knew me off of Facebook.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like I'm a social media famous person already through social media on a fame point. But I get to talk to these people, and they appreciate it. And the love that I get, it just makes me know I'm in the right direction, and that what I'm doing is right, you know. Because a number of good things been coming from it ever since I took it serious. And that's just been a year ago.
Well, there you have it. I think that's a great lesson for all of us. So I've been mentioning it a couple of times. The album is called The Appetizer. Normally, OT, when people hear that, the word appetizer, they're thinking about, you know, this is just something to get us started. Are you excited about what you have coming up for next year for your fans?
Yeah, I'm very excited because The Appetizer, that's the title. That's what I wanted people to think. Like, this is just a little something. This ain't the main course. This is just something I'm giving you to let you know I'm on the way.
Right.
And the response I'm getting still to this day is beautiful. I still got people right now trying to get the CD because everybody ain't internet savvy still. For some reason, everybody don't know how to use the internet. That's why I'm glad I've been on social media for many years, and I done met I got my record deal off social media. The record deal I got right now, I got it off of the internet.
Wow.
So it is a very powerful, the major label that hit me, industry level music group, the first person to ever call me off of Reverb Nation. People say stuff like that don't work, but people try to use the free thing. This the thing about social media. All that free stuff is free. You know what I'm saying? When you pay them little $29 in TuneCore, the little $30, it's worth it. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day. Because that free stuff is only what you're going to get is the free stuff. You ain't going to get the real. You got to put something in yourself to make something. That's just point being clear. There's no way around that part.
Yeah, there you go. You have to invest in yourself. I think that is a great thing for everyone to remember, OT. I think regardless of what field they're in, you have to be willing to put something in order to get something else. So it's great to be able to see that working out for you. Again, everyone, OT the Boss has been our guest, talking to him not only about the brand that he's building, but also the music that he's sharing with the world. He teased you guys this year with The Appetizer. It's available right now through Amazon.com, our partner here at Conversations Live. You guys can get the whole album there. Or if you just like that single you guys heard here, Like a Boss, it's available for only 99 cents through Amazon.com, as well as through other online retailers as well. Now, if you guys are just finding out about OT the Boss, he's made it very easy for you guys to find him. Everything is OT the Boss. You can find him at SoundCloud.com/OT the Boss. Same thing on Reverb Nation. You heard him mention that earlier. Reverb Nation/OT the Boss, as well as on Facebook that you can find him on. Again, that Facebook.com/OT the Boss is where you guys can find him there. The last question I have for you, OT, is about the clothing line. You mentioned that's one of the things. Is that another thing our listeners should be looking forward to for next year?
Oh, yeah. The clothing line will be called Boss Life Clothing. But right now, as far as merchandise, I have merchandise for my label as well, my own Boss Entertainment. We have our own little clothing. We have hoodies, jackets, skull cap t-shirts. We going to have the leggings, the blue jean jackets coming soon. So we just building right now. I just started this like a month ago. So this is fresh, but I just had a $1,000 order the other day, though. So it's going pretty good so far.
Right, right. So where can they go to find out more information about the clothing line, OT?
Well, right now we're in the making of getting the website together. But right now, like I said, my fans personally, the people that just been following me, they just reach out to me through social media, like my Facebook or Reverb. Like on all my social media, whatever I'm on, I respond to my people. Like the people, you comment, I'm gonna say something back to you. So I'm just always on the phone and I'm always commenting, I'm always saying something to somebody. So it's social media is the way I've been doing it right now to my website being put together.
Okay, well, that's good enough. That way they can easily find you. Again, everyone, OT the Boss has been our guest. The Appetizer is the project that's out now. Make sure you guys get that. And then stay connected with him on social media. And as he said, you'll definitely be hearing back from him. OT, man, congratulations to you again. And thanks a lot for the time today. Really appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
You're more than welcome. And we want to thank definitely Stanley Clark of Real Deal Entertainment for helping us to set up this conversation today. And thank all of you for tuning in, both for our radio audience as well as us tuning in online. If you guys came in late and missed part of the segment today, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you guys can catch the podcast of this conversation a few minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. Head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on that link. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. Make sure you guys pick up OT the Boss's The Appetizer. And until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.